Here we go. It's Sienna pollster Steve Greenberg returned to the Plywood Hut with news from beyond the bubble of the state capitol. Good to see you, Steve.
Great to be with you, Susan.
So voters are saying thumbs down to the governor's license plate proposal.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we wanted to see, is it the license plate proposal itself or is it the $25 fee? So we wanted to ask a question, not including the $25, just to see if it makes a difference, you know, if how people felt about it separate and apart from the money.
So how do they feel?
Well, we asked voters, do you support or oppose this new requirement to turn in your old license plates that are at least a decade old to get the new license plate? Only 31% of New Yorkers support it, 60% oppose. So 2-1 opposition, and it's across the board. 53% of Democrats, 65% of independents, 71% of Republicans all support it. Half of New York City supports it, 2/3 of the rest of the state. Oppose it. I'm sorry, half of New York City opposes it, 2/3 of the rest of the state oppose it. So then we followed up and said, there's going to be a $25 fee to get your new plates. Do you think that's fair or unfair? 23% of New Yorkers think it's fair. 75% of New Yorkers think it's unfair. And of course, with numbers like that, it's across the board, upstate, downstate, et cetera.
But voters feel better about the governor than they did last month.
Yes.
In spite of the license plate debacle.
In spite of the license plates, voters are a little bit warmer to Governor Cuomo this month. Right now, 48% have a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo. 46% have an unfavorable view. Last month in the Siena poll, it was 43% favorable, 50% unfavorable. So up 5 points on the good side, down 4 points on the bad side, and back above water, barely.
Where do voters stand on President Trump's favorability? And you asked a series of questions about Trump. Let's start with this one, favorability.
It's the lowest it has been since January. Right now, 32% have a favorable view of the president. 64% have an unfavorable view, down a little bit from last month when it was 35-62. In terms of his job performance, it's even worse. 28% give him a positive job performance rating, 72% give him a negative job performance rating. And when we ask voters, are you prepared to reelect Donald Trump next year, or would you prefer, quote, someone else, unquote, 28% of voters say they're prepared to reelect him, 2/3. 66% say they would prefer someone else.
Even Republicans?
Well, no. Republicans are with the president. 70% of Republicans view him favorably. 64% of Republicans say give him a positive job performance rating. And 69% of Republicans say they are prepared to reelect the president next year. The problem for the president is that 61% of independents want someone else. And 87% of Democrats want someone else.
Gotcha. So on the Democratic presidential candidates, which you also asked voters about, you asked a two-part question. First, which of the candidates running would you like to see run against Trump? And then, which of the candidates has the best chance against Trump? And the discrepancy here is really notable.
Yeah, no question. And we should point out for the listeners that this was only asked among Democrats in New York, and we are still several months away from the New York primary, and this was not likely primary voters. It was to get a sense of where New York Democrats stood. And so in terms of who they'd like to see as the nominee, 22% say Biden, 17% say Warren, 15% Sanders. In single digits, you have Harris at 4%, Buttigieg at 3%, and then everybody else at either 1% or less than 1%.
Well, what about de Blasio?
Including New York's mayor, who is at less than 1% support. But
I mean, zeros across the board.
Right. And the real bad news for Bill de Blasio is his favorability rating. It is worse than Donald Trump's. Right now, 25% of voters view Bill de Blasio favorably. 57% view him unfavorably. But let me make it even more clear. Among only Democrats in New York, 34% favorable, 54% unfavorable. Among only voters in New York City, the city he's been elected to twice to serve as mayor, 33 favorable, 58 unfavorable. Bill de Blasio is not popular anywhere in this state.
No, and he still hasn't dropped out of the race.
No.
Interesting.
But when you only have 34% favorability among your own party and 33% favorability among the city you represent as mayor, one has to question how long that candidacy can continue.
Right.
And then we ask the Democrats, as you just said, who do you think has the best chance of winning the election? And there Biden jumps out to a much bigger lead. 37% of Democrats think Biden has the best chance to win among the Democrats. 13% think it's Warren, 11% Sanders, 2% Harris, and everybody else, either 1% or less than 1%.
That's a huge gap between for Warren, between those who would like to see her run and those who think that she can beat Trump.
Yeah, I mean, when you see it, though, she doesn't go down that much. She goes down from 17% support to 13%.
I guess what I mean.
Think she's the best candidate.
Right, Biden jumps, but, I should say.
Exactly. Yeah. Biden goes from 22% support, but fully 37% of Democrats think he has the best chance to beat Trump.
Right, and that's not new. I mean, this is something that we've been seeing across the board. What is new is that most of the polls show Bernie Sanders in the second place, but this poll shows Warren in second place.
And I think we're seeing that nationally as well. We're starting to see Warren pick up a little bit, and we're starting to see Bernie drop down a little bit. It appears that, you know, Warren is going to replace Sanders as the leading progressive candidate.
So you also asked a few questions that don't really fit into a particular category, and you call them miscellaneous questions. Fusion voting. Now, tomorrow is the Public Campaign Finance Commission meeting here in Albany. One of the issues that this commission has been tasked by the governor or, you know, by whoever to look at is fusion voting.
Absolutely. And voters right now are mixed, but they support keeping fusion voting. 50% of New York voters say, let's keep the fusion voting. 39% say, we should get rid of and end fusion voting. A little bit of a change, but not a huge change since March, the last time Sienna asked about it. Then it was 48-41 in support of keeping fusion voting. What's interesting about this is there is a partisan divide, but it's not huge. Democrats support keeping fusion voting by a 54-38 margin. Independents support keeping it by a 49-38 margin. And Republicans are close to break even, but by a 45-43% margin, they support keeping
fusion
voting.
Well, they have
the
Conservative Party for the Republicans, and they have the Working Families Party for the Democrats.
Right, but even independents. So you have either a plurality or majority of all three supporting keeping fusion voting right now.
Anything else? What about, for example, the new law allowing undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses?
Sure. That right now is closer than it's ever been. Right now, 45% support that new law, 50% oppose it. So a bare majority. It's underwater by 5 points. Last month, it was 43-53, so it was underwater by 10 points. And if we even go back to the spring when we were asking about this issue before it passed, it was even lower then. I mean, if you go back to March, the first time Sienna asked about this question, 34% supported it, 61% opposed it. Now, the new law, 45 support, 50 oppose. So it's narrowed. And clearly on this one, there is a huge partisan divide. Democrats support the new law, 61-34. Republicans oppose it, 76-19. And even independents oppose it by a 59-47% margin.
So still not all that popular. Real quickly, what about where New Yorkers say the state is heading? Right track or wrong direction?
Right now, voters think that the state is on the right track. 47% of voters believe that. 40% think we're headed in the wrong direction. It's up a little bit from last month when it was break-even 45-44. And in terms of the U.S., where they think the country is, flip it. 33% think the country's on the right track. 59% believe the country's on the wrong track.
Siena.edu/SCRI. Steve Greenberg is the Siena pollster. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for WCNY's Capitol Pressroom is provided by the 16th Annual Syracuse International Film Festival, October 3rd and 11th through 13th. Films from around the world with screenings at the Red House Arts Center, Palace Theater, and SU's Schemmann Auditorium. Tickets and hotel accommodations at syrfilm.com.